If you're looking for a safety to pair with Harrison Smith out of this year's draft class, look no further than the University of Alabama, where you will find Landon Collins, a do-everything, all-around versatile safety for Nick Saban's defense. Now, if he's there at number 11, he's going to be a hard guy for Rick Spielman and company to pass up. Let's take a look at the tape and show you what he can do. Job number one that you look for out of a safety is a guy who can ball hawk and break up some passes. Landon Collins did plenty of that during his time at the University of Alabama. Here he is right here. Pre-snap, it looks like a bit of a too-deep look for the University of Alabama, but right before the snap, you're going to see Landon Collins work his way to the middle of the field, and he's going to be playing center field here for Alabama's defense. But you watch Florida's quarterback, Jeff Driskel. He's looking this direction the whole time. Collins is going to see that, and he's going to break on a pass right here. He's going to go from close to this hash mark over here on his right side of the field all the way over to the far side of the 10-yard line in the snap of a finger and break up this pass right here, showing great range to get over the top. Doesn't let the receiver get more vertical than he is. Gets his hands up, makes a play on the ball. A great job here by Landon Collins to force the incompletion. You notice he gets pretty excited about it too. He's an emotional player, a guy who plays with a lot of passion. Here's another example of Landon Collins playing center field. This is more of a three-deep look. There's Landon Collins in the middle of the field. He's got a couple of other defensive backs working with him. They drop into a bit of a three-deep look. You're going to see the slot receiver work his way vertically up the alley. And once again, Jeff Driskel is going to try and work the ball in there deep down the alley. But Landon Collins comes over, makes the one-handed interception. So you can see Collins is reading the quarterback, eyes on the quarterback, and as soon as he sees where the quarterback is throwing, he breaks on it and makes a play. Collins with the one-handed interception, and he's not done there. He's going to try and work his way down the field and set the offense up with a little better field position. Now, if the safety can't get to the ball in time to knock it down or to make an interception, what do you want him to do? You want him to come up and make a big hit. We see Harrison Smith do that all the time. Landon Collins does that right here. Here he is lined up at safety. Watch him drop into his zone, and right here, he reads where the quarterback is throwing the ball. Right in front of him, breaks on the pass, cannot get there in time for the interception, but makes a big hit, forces the incompletion right there. Making big hits, being an intimidating presence in the middle of the field, that's what you want out of your safety. We have that in Harrison Smith. Whoever gets Landon Collins in this year's draft is going to have that in Landon Collins as well. Now, you need safeties to make plays against the run. And that's what he does here against the University of Auburn. You're going to see there's a lot of stuff happening here in front of Landon Collins and the Alabama defense. You're going to see two lead blockers, and you're going to see a sweep with zone read action right here from the quarterback and the ball carrier. Doesn't fool Landon Collins. He's going to come up from his safety spot right here, and he's going to come up in calculated fashion. He does a number of things here that I really like. He's going to come up to the line of scrimmage, and he's not going to overreact. He's going to read what happens in front of him. He's not going to get caught up in blockers, and then he's going to attack the right part of the ball carry. He's going to attack the outside leg of this ball carrier and force him back inside. We get a better look here from the end zone view of what I'm talking about with Collins and his angle, his pursuit angle. Here he is right here. He senses the motion of this play is going wide. So what Collins does is he gets to the outermost leg of this ball carrier to turn him inside, to let the rest of his defensive teammates to come and help him clean up. He actually doesn't need it. Collins takes him down by himself for a loss of two, and there you go. Guy playing with a bunch of emotion. You know Mike Zimmer likes that emotional coach, and he likes emotional players. Last play we're going to show you is my favorite one that I watched of Landon Collins. Of all the tape that we watched of him, this was my favorite one because it combines a lot of things that he does well and a lot of things he's going to need to do well at the NFL level. This is a screen pass, and you're going to see Landon Collins diagnose this and attack this and make a tackle on his own. But I also like where he's lined up. He's not lined up where you traditionally see safeties lined up. He's lined up kind of where you'd see a slot or a nickel corner lined up. And that tells me that Nick Saban trusts him in the short area, not only with his quickness, but with his ability to diagnose plays. He does that beautifully right here. Once again, here's Collins right here who's going to diagnose this screen pass, and he's going to slip between two blockers and make a play behind the line of scrimmage. Doing what you're going to need all safeties in the NFL to do, make plays in the short area where you can avoid blockers, come up, and make a tackle. So there you see a little bit of Landon Collins. He can do everything. He can make plays on the ball playing center field. He can come up and be an enforcer in the middle of the field, and he can make plays in the screen game and the run game. If he's there at number 11, he'll be a hard guy for the Vikings or any team to pass up.